Welcome to the Courts Tribunal Service, London Magistrates Courts.
All calls are recorded for monitoring and training purposes to help us continually improve our service to customers. If you would like to know more about how HMCTS handles your personal data, visit www.gov.uk/HMCTS in the first instance.
If you require general information about our... Your call is important to us. Please hold and we will answer your call as soon as possible.
Hello, how are you doing, Anna? I just spoke to another assistant in your call centre, I believe, and he transferred me through to Highbury and Islington Court to speak to them directly in regards to my issues of concern. The phone just rung out and hanged up in the end, so I didn't end up managing to achieve to do what I set out to do. Is there any way you can help me manage this, please?
You're not going to be able to get through to them now because they close at 4:30.
At 4:30.
So if you need to speak to them, we can try again. If you call back tomorrow morning, we can put you through there. Is there anything I can help you with? Do you need to speak to someone specifically there? Because we take their calls, you see.
Yeah, I understand. The reason you take their calls is because of me. Because they turned their call centre off after they set me up together. So then that's why no one could ring the court for about a year. And then they put you lot in recently and to make it so that I can't directly ask them questions in regards to what they've done to me and the way that they're illegally holding me in my house. That's why this call centre's here now. So I understand slightly. And I don't want to cause you lot no problems, you know, I need to speak to them and I need to get released out of my property and I've got the evidence to prove what's happened to me. So is there a direct number that I can take on extension to get through to the court? Sorry for being rude, I didn't mean to cut you.
No, that's okay. No, we are the direct number. They don't take direct calls anymore. Yeah. We deal with all the calls for the London Magistrates Courts.
Yeah.
Have you put your concerns in an email to them?
I've built a website and everything. I've got so many calls. I've spoke to them all, but when I speak to them, I've got loads of recordings over my website. They're going, you're a black bastard, you're being robbed. Sorry to be rude, but I also use the same terminology as what they have towards me, but I've got all the 99, I've called the 999 call centre 220 times. I'm not even the right colour skin to fit the crime what they've set me up for, and then they caused a sex scandal in mine and my partner's name, and now they've gone for a possession order which I've proved they've frauded as well, then another injunction order, then another. They've kept me tied in paperwork in my house, torturing me, knowing the truth of what they've all done, and they won't help me in any form, treat my human rights with any dignity. Well, I'm
what's
the best
your
that
name,
we can do.
Sir?
Simon Cordell.
What's your Simon Court. How do you spell your surname?
C-O-R-D-E-L-L. Yeah.
And what date did you appear in court? Did you have a court appearance?
The 6th of October. There was over 30 appearances for this happening between the between the Crown Court and this court. But the 6th of October 2014 is one of the dates. And also there's other dates like the 22nd of the 10th 2014. There's the 5th of November.
So what is it you're wanting to ask them specifically?
Basically, I'm being held for 9 years, a 9-year curfew in my house. I'm not allowed to do no business hire, no amps to any person, personal or otherwise. Person means if I give you an amp as a friend, I can go to prison for 5 years. Otherwise means that I'm not allowed out after 10 o'clock. I'm not allowed on no industrial estates. I'm not allowed to stop on no motorways for no petrol. I'm not allowed to go to no 24-hour McDonald's. I'm not allowed to do anything. It's the organisation of a legal rave must mean that you've been arrested, yeah? They never arrested me. If they did arrest me, the maximum sentence would be 6 months, yeah, and a 20 grand fine. Some of them gave me a 7-year curfew, knowing I was already riding a year curfew for another case I won just before that. They accused me of trying to make me a supergrass and grass up 6 people, 3 of them I know, and 3 of them could be your children just trying to throw parties. So I've copied all of their Facebook profiles in 2014, proving that I never done this. I've looked through the paperwork that the police have gave me. All the crimits go backwards in time, the 999 calls due to the call centres. I've checked each, this is all supposed to be over. One weekend, someone had a party and it kept some people up overnight. I think there was one 999 caller that was real and the rest were made up. And basically, they've ruined my whole life for it, and I can't do nothing. So I'd like to be released. I would like to my life to be reinstated, and my human rights. Basically, that's it. I've got the right to equality.
To be released from your curfew.
Yeah, I want
the
curfew.
The call that dealt with it. Did you ever email? Did you email your concerns to them?
Yeah, there was loads and loads of recordings, and they just kept pushing it aside, trying to kill me and spreading this sex scandal in mine and my partner's name, covering everything, a smoke screen, covering everything up what they done, and basically ended up with no call centre on Highbury and Islington Court. They tried to kill me. That is the truth of what's happened. They tried to take my life away from me. I'm going to call tomorrow, and I'll call tomorrow, and we'll leave it at that, because I don't want to get you two involved in any of these problems.
Right, yeah, we can't get through to them anyway now, because they are closed, so I've made a note of what you've said, but obviously we're in the call centre, we're not actually based in the court, so we don't have access to any files or emails.
Do you have access to Google in there, any of you lot?
We only use it maybe to look up addresses and things like that.
If you use a mobile phone, it don't have everything on it. But if you went to a website just now and went to horrificcorruption.com, you can see the problem that I'm having. That's the website, Horrific Corruption. I'm turning it off in about an hour or so everyone else can't see what's going on to me. But I'll leave it up for you, not just to have your own little read, maybe. All right, yous have a good day, yeah?
Okay, sir. Thanks for your call. Thanks. Take care. Bye-bye.